falling. In a moment, I'm covered with leaves. Smiling, I feel one with the trees. All too soon, I feel the cold. Shaking off leaves, I turn to go. Stopping, I reach for a golden leaf. This one I'll keep in memory of falling leaves. Grateful for the gift received.
By Carol Farnsworth. From Ada, Michigan. Carol Farn, F-A-R-N, at AOL.com. Introduction. Though many of our members are blind and deaf, some of us have had the ability to see in the past. I am one of those poets. Now, though, when I walk the woods with my husband, he needs to describe to me what he sees, such as two deer in the field. I will walk over and feel for the hoof prints, feeling the direction they are traveling and even how fast they're moving by how wide the hoof prints are. From this information, I can get a visual image of the deer running through the field. In the spring, my husband will have me feel plants and flowers as I unfurl new growth and I'm told what colors they are. I have an accurate description in my mind of what the plants look like. In the winter, I have made maple syrup in a sugar bush, hearing the bubbling of the sap and the smell of maple sugar hanging heavy in the air. I get an indication of when the sap will be thick enough to be put into cans for later use. In the spring and summer, I sit on my back porch, listening to the quiet of the morning between cricket chirps and birdsong. I smile as I drink my coffee. Don't get me wrong, I would much rather have vision, but I can use my memories and imagination to see with my mind's eye. Written and read by Carol Farnsworth. From Ada, Michigan. Carol Farn, F-A-R-N, at AOL.com.